the history of the area. And this gentleman has lived in Wardle all his life. It's Nigel Fitton, as he says himself, a good old Lancashire name.
Yes, it is indeed.
And you've seen some changes here, haven't you? You lived here all your life, which is, how many years have we been allowed to say?
69 years. And the changes have been enormous, from being a little village, relatively poor, to now being one of the areas in Rochdale desirable to live in. And in the first instance, the village school that I attended, St James's, probably only had about 80 to 100 pupils, and in the top class, as we used to call it, the last year before you went onwards, only 13, and five of those were evacuees from either Salford or from Kingston-on-Thames. Quite incredible, really. And I've seen the village change, I don't think for the better, because, for instance, it was a rural village, and the farms have one by one gone. And from 13 or 14 working farms, I think we're reduced to about three now, and the rest of the thing has been concreted over. So it's a bit shame, really.
Now, actually, where we are now at Birchview Tenants and Residents Association, this is a fairly new estate. We reckon late 70s, early 80s. Mm-hmm. But your uncle actually worked on the farm where this used to be, wasn't it, didn't he?
Yes, indeed. It was the workhouse farm, Birch Hill Farm, and he was a bailiff there. And, of course, his labourers were, in fact, people who had had a night's lodging and a meal and had to work for their living. There were a hardcore of proper labourers as well, but by and large most of the work was done by people who were inmates of the workhouse.
Now, Wardle's particularly famous for its brass bands, and they have a lot of brass band players in the area. You're partly responsible for having so many of these, aren't you?
Yes, at the time of change, before we got a sixth form, of course, the pupils were dispersed amongst colleges and went off to work or university at the age of 16. And having played together for 5 years, it seemed a shame to just disband the band. And we formed a youth band, and this has been very much to the fore of carrying on from learning at school and becoming proficient and then going on to greater things. Although at times the school band will beat the youth band then.
So how many musicians do you estimate are in the Wardle area then?
Oh, having gone through the school, hundreds of, well, thousands. But at any one time I should think the school can put about 500 to 700 competent musicians on the school playgrounds.
Fantastic. Well, some of those are coming down a bit later on. We'll be able to hear some of the Wardle High School band. Thanks, Michael, for coming and joining us today. If you want to come and join us, we're at Birchview Tenants and Residents Association. That's on Green Meadow in Wardle.
We've got another elephant joke for you.
Go on.
Yeah. What did the elephant say to the naked man?
I don't know. What did the elephant say to the naked man?
That's very nice, but can it pick up peanuts?
It's all about Greater Manchester. BBC GMR.
That's from Simon in Newburgh again. He's certainly been working very hard. We've got a whole... Peter has sent me a whole raft of them from the internet. That doesn't count. We consider that cheating on here. Yeah. He sends me a very, very good elephant joke website. But we're not getting him... No, they've got to come out of your head. No, if they don't come out of your head... And I mean, obviously that came out of your head, but it doesn't have to be put in first by Thinternet. We think that's stooping. We don't like stooping. Anyway, Amy.
Hello. I've got some updates for you.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought you'd come up with a list of jokes.
Nuala from Salford, she was trying to change from cable to BT, trying to change her telephone line. Now, she's had a few problems with it, and it was taking quite a while for them to connect the line. And then she actually was connected with the wrong number, eventually. Now, we've been speaking with people at BT, and we finally got a response, so that's good. I have a statement here. I can confirm that the delay in providing telephone service for Nuala was due to human error, resulting in a failure to correctly follow...